You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Hey guys, I have a question for you. Huh? Is it bad that I keep stealing my husband's clothes? Like most of all my pajamas are his pajamas.
I think that's pretty normal.
Do
they fit weird?
Oh, they're super baggy, but that's why I like them.
Yeah, I mean, I think my girlfriend likes to wear. What's funny is it's not even my clothes per se. She just buys.
She buys
bigger stuff. Mm. I mean, she's tiny and she buys larges normally because she wants them to be kind of baggy and hang. That's in style right now.
Yeah.
So you should wear them to work.
I should. My husband's not a huge fan of the baggy clothes, though. He's like, hey, how about you get some like nice, you know, frilly pajamas? But that is so unrealistic, you guys. Girls do not just sit around in like, you know, the camisole and the silk shorts.
No,
it
not
happen.
That. But Tater Tot has some things that are in between those that are like cottony, but they're not, you know, scandalous looking, but they're more girly. They exist. For
they
sure.
do. Okay.
Yeah, because it's not like. It doesn't have to be like the lingerie looking. What do you call that? That's like slick.
Negligee or something.
I don't
or
think
like
that's
a slip.
Silk stockings.
There we go. Like silk. I knew Foch would know.
Of course.
What a creep.
He is a creep.
That got turned around
yes.
on you. You said one thing and you turned into the creep.
That's what I get for being observant.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I think that you can find something in between, but you know, I don't think it's that bad. I mean, do you normally just wear it to sleep in or do you wear it around all night long?
Oh, all day and all night.
Yeah, okay. I saw that in your face. The listeners can't have seen your face, but
I
knew before you said
it. The only time I see him is in my pajamas because we have opposite schedules.
There's a movie where that's like Extract, I think is what it's called, where every day he comes home and he's trying to beat the sweatpants on before he gets home. Yes. And like right when he gets there, she's like tying them and he's like, no!
That's so me. That's the minute I get in the house, sweatpants, no bra, living my best life.
One day he's going to be hiding like under the bed and he's going to be like, I caught you for once.
It's so true.
Gosh. It's wild, huh?
Oh,
like,
man.
I don't feel like I wear pajamas that often, but guys do get it easier on the clothes we wear.
As long as you're not taking my like real good ones that I like to wear all the time, my go-to like sweatpants.
Yeah.
And hoodie, I'm fine with it. I think it's kind of cool. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, she's wearing my stuff. What I don't think is cool is when she, or I stop talking to somebody that stole a piece of my clothing that I really like. That's what I don't like. Like this girl from Blair Shannon that took my BA zip up, red, white, and blue that had Norm embroidered on the left breast pocket in cursive.
Wow.
That I scored at the DAV thrift store.
I can see how that hurts.
I don't even know what her name was, but I'm so angry at you, Blair Shannon girl.
Yeah, I don't like her at all.
It's a meaningful relationship.
Yeah.
Hey, if she's listening right now, please return Foch's.
Yeah, Blair, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah,
Blair Shannon's a dorm.
Oh.
On campus. Her name's not Blair.
Well,
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.